Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming and rooting out anger out of your life. We've been giving you in the last two broadcasts scriptures on the subject of anger. We've seen the fact that in Genesis chapter 4, how Cain murdered Abel, it was started with anger because of the fact that he was not accepted. His offering was not accepted because it was not in obedience to what God wanted. He was rejected, and because of that, because of his anger, his jealousy over Abel's acceptance, it grew to hatred and then to murder. And Cain murdered Abel. Anger arises from selfishness, and if we don't deal with it, then it is going to cause us to be destructive. Anger is an emotional disturbance, and it certainly will affect us in the soul realm. It is negative, and it will cause us to do things that will harm others or speak negative words or be destructive if we do not deal with it. Anger can blind you to reason and common sense, and you may end up doing things that you wish you had never done. Proverbs 14, verse 16 and 17 says, "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly." Remember that anger, as far as the emotion or the feeling you have, is not sin. It's whether or not you hold on to that attitude and act upon it or harbor it within yourself, then that is sin, and that opens up the door for demonic spirits to come in. Certainly we should be slow to be angry. Proverbs 14:29, "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding." And we need to realize that anger is reacting in the flesh. A wrathful man is going to stir up strife, but the one who is slow to anger appeases strife. And this is the attitude we've got to have. Proverbs 29:22, "An angry man stirs up strife." And then in 22:24 it says, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go." We've got to watch that we do not allow ourselves to allow an anger spirit to come into us by holding on to that negative attitude. Anger, you know, is often caused by a person sinning against you. Well, you want to be sure you make the right reaction. The right reaction is to immediately forgive that person and learn to separate the sin from the person. See them after the spirit, realize what the devil is doing through that person, and do not react with an anger attitude or retaliatory or holding any kind of resentment or bitterness. Proverbs 19:11, if we defer anger, we're going to pass over the transgression. That's what God wants us to do, instead of holding on to that anger, and then it will be a destructive effect in our life. Very important that we learn to forgive always. If you do not forgive, you will more than likely harbor anger. It'll turn into resentment, bitterness. It might cause you to retaliate. That's what happened with Absalom. He was angry at what happened to his sister Tamar, and it demanded retaliation because he held that anger. It led to hatred and then murder, plotted his murder. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous. Proverbs 27, verse 4. Words can also cause anger. Anger is caused by grievous words, and then it will stir it up. But what does God say? A soft answer turns away wrath. Don't react. Don't raise your voice. Don't get into a shouting match. Let yourself get upset. Don't speak out of an attitude of anger. Otherwise, it will be an area of sin. In Psalms 37, verse 8, the Bible says, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath." Proverbs 16:32, "He that's slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." We should not let anger dominate us. Now, Ephesians 4:26 and 27 says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Now, how can we do that? That's because when we feel anger that comes because of an injustice or some kind of destructive effect, we need to learn to separate the sin from the person. We're going to hate the sin and love the person. We are going to forgive them immediately. Don't let a righteous anger over what the devil has worked through a person stay in you. In fact, the Bible says if you can't let that stay in you, don't let the sun go down. Otherwise, you'll give place to the devil, even from a righteous anger. Don't hold that thing in. It will become a bitterness and a resentment or a hatred within you. and you do not want to give place to the devil. That's how demonic spirits come in. Then down in Ephesians 4:31, it talks about putting away all the bitterness and the wrath and the anger. In Colossians 3:8, it says the same thing. Put these things away. God wants you to put away the anger, the wrath, the malice, the blasphemy, the filth communication, all these things. And you need to realize that anger is actually a work of the flesh. It says over in Galatians chapter 5, when we're talking about walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lusts of the strong desires of the flesh. And down in verse 19, it starts to list the works of the flesh. And in verse 20, it talks about hatred, and it talks about wrath, it talks about strife, it talks about these things. These things are works of the flesh. Whenever we have anger, wrath, hatred, strife, any of these kind of things, that is a work of the flesh. God does not want us to be reacting in the flesh. Whenever you react in the flesh, that is an area of sin in a person's life. And we cannot let that get a hold of us. When you sin, you will open the door and let anger spirits get into a person. Now, we're going to talk about a lot of common reasons for why a person reacts with anger and how that when you do this, you're reacting in the flesh and you're going to open the door for demonic spirits to come in. And as they come in, it will cause a stronger bondage of anger in you. One reason we need to realize that we have anger is because of inheritance. In Numbers 14:18, the Bible says that the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. You can have anger spirits come in you from the time of conception because of your inheritance line. Think about it. If your mother or father or people in your inheritance line were people that were very angry people, full of hatred, maybe they even committed murder, and then you have these problems of anger and hatred and reacting with a wrathful attitude so easily, even when you're a young child. In fact, you can see this in a child that maybe is a couple years old. They haven't had time to learn all this kind of behavior, yet they have anger and tremendous temper and hatred and can lash out and be destructive when they're very young and they haven't even had time to learn that kind of behavior in their life. Where'd they get it? They got it from inheritance, and you've got to get deliverance to cast that out. Also, if you learn to react as a child to your anger, those sins that you commit will open up the door, those reactions of retaliatory or holding grudges or whatever will let these spirits come into you. Now, many people have been angry because of many different situations. And we're going to go through some of these things because if this deals with some problems in your life, then you need deliverance and you need to deal with these problems. You know, anger comes many times when a person has been rejected or not being accepted. See, that's the wrong reaction. You don't want to sit there and react and get angry because you've been rejected. Instead, you want to seek the Lord and find out, is there a reason why I've been rejected? Is there something I need to do? Or is there something with that other person that they are not walking correctly? I'm going to love that person. I'm going to bless them. Instead of getting angry about it, we need to get some wisdom and understanding of why that's happened. Is it a problem in us? Is it a problem in the other person? Or what? The worst thing you can do, though, is get angry about it. And that's what happened with Cain, and then he ended up committing his sin of murder against his brother. Other times, people are angry over being hurt or being abused or mistreated. Now, that certainly is a very destructive thing that's happened against you, but it will not do you any good to get angry over it because it will open the door for spirits of that type to come in, and it will be destructive against you. Many people have been very angry because they've been humiliated or shamed or shown injustice against them, or someone has been destructive in their life. You still need to forgive them. The answer for any time you feel anger is to immediately forgive that person who has caused it. Many times people are angry over their circumstances. They're angry because they failed in life. They haven't been successful. They're angry because of the disappointments that have occurred, over bad things happening, over relationships failing. You know, anger over things that have happened in the world or where just people have been destructive against them. Angry at their home situation or because of a lack of finances or something like that. That is a mistake. And instead, you need to seek the Lord, get the wisdom of God, find out what God wants you to do. Reacting in anger will only open the door for the enemy to come in and bring you into bondage. And the more you react with anger, the more spirits will come in, and the stronger the bondage will get. And usually that leads into bitterness or resentments and all kinds of destructive things. And you hold that, that'll open up that unforgiveness into physical problems. Many times arthritis comes in because of that, and you have all kinds of problems, not only mental, emotional, but also physical. Many people are angry at themselves, anger over failure. You know, you got to learn to forgive yourself. If you've missed it, forgive yourself. Deal with the problem. Repent and turn from it. Get in the Word and start doing what God wants you to do. There is much self-destruction that can come through anger. You know, many people, they suppress their anger. They just suppress it and hold it in, and boy, that will really cause a lot of problems within you. You must forgive yourself. You can't hold on to that anger at the things that you did or at what someone else did to you. You've got to let it go. In fact, people have extreme anger at themselves, and they leads to hatred of self and can even lead to suicide or that over circumstances, same kind of thing. They're angry at what happened to them, and they don't deal with it properly, and they get to the place where they want to even commit suicide. Anger needs to be dealt with. You know, many times we have been corrected by other people and we react with anger. That's a wrong attitude. That shows a self-righteous type of a spirit. Many people are angry when someone tells them what to do all the time, or when their sin is exposed. Again, that shows pride. Pride is going to want to cover over its mistakes rather than face up to them. And this is a mistake. Instead, we need to deal with problems. Don't get angry when someone comes along and tells you about the problem in your life. If they're trying to help you, you need to be teachable and receptive so you can deal with that area in your life. We've got to deal with anger. You can't let it be operating in you. It's going to bring destruction. It can just tear up relationships. It can cause great bondage in you and hinder home relationships for the love of God being operative in you. God wants you to root out that anger. If you have problems with anger, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, you need deliverance. You need to give me a call, and we will pray with you and minister deliverance to you and help you to get set free and help you to see what the Word says so that you can come out of bondage and overcome it. You can overcome it and be set free from that bondage. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it.